Today's daf is Menachas, daf Samach Vav. And Rabbi Osai, there's only one daf Samach Vav in Menachas that we get to do every 7.5 years. So today is the day. We should say that every single day of the daf Yomi cycle. But today is the day, and as many know, Menachas Samach Vav is the daf in Shas that mentions only three lines about Sfiras HaOmer. So today we get to talk about Sfiras HaOmer and the related issues. Again, we could spend many, many hours on it, but we'll try to squeeze it into the time that we have, along with some of other related issues. But as we know, this parak is about the Karban HaOmer. So this is where the Gemara talks about Sfiras HaOmer. Where did the poskim on the halachic poskim, the Rif and the Rush, where did they talk about Sfiras HaOmer? There's no Rif and Rush on Maseches Menachos. So where do they have it? That's at the end of Pesachim, at the end of talking about Pesach. So all the way on the last daf in Maseches Pesachim, all the way at the end of the Rif on page Chav Ches Amin Aleph in the Dafi Arif, that's where all the Balamar and the Ran talk about Sfiras HaOmer, because we don't have them on Menachos. But we get to talk about it here in the source itself, Menachos Samach Vav. So we start with Samach Hei Amid Beis, a couple lines up from the bottom, Tanu Rabbana. Tanu Rabbana, so we're still in the sugyas of the source for when is the beginning of the count of Sfiras HaOmer, and what is the beginning of the count of Sfiras HaOmer, along with the Karban HaOmer. We had a couple of sources, and now we have a couple more. Tanu Rabbana Sfartan Lachem, Shetei Sfira L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad. So we start off with something somewhat ironic, and that is when the Gemara says, when the Torah says, and the Gemara understands it, Sfartem Lachem, a plural phrase of all of you count, Shetei Sfira L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad, that means each and every one. Right? And this is interesting, because whenever the Torah talks in plural, so that means each individual. Usfartem Lachem, Shetei Sfira L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad. Ulakachtem lachem by Yom Arisha Priyes Hadar, lakicha l'kol echad ve'echad. When there's a plural lashon, that means each and every person. While if there is a singular lashon, like by the counting of Yovel, v'safarta lacha, sheva shapso shanim, sheva shanim, sheva pa'amim, so that's understood as bezdin. So you might have said, and that's the Rashba's comment here in his comment on the Gemara here in the Chlushi Rashba and the Asifa Sakenim, that you would have thought the opposite, right? Singular goes on each individual, and plural goes on the Tzibur as a unit. So he says, no, that's not how Chazal understand it, right? Svartem, plural, ulakachtem, all the plurals are l'kol echad ve'echad, as we know, lulav, and Sfiras HaOmer v'chulu, and one, the of a Safar Talacha is one unit, Bezdin, and all of Klal Yisrael connected through that unit. Sfira l'kol echad ve'echad. Mimacharas HaShabbos, Mimacharas Yantif, O Eino Ela l'Macharas Shabbos Bracious. Again, we ask the question, is it the day after the first day of Yantif, or the day after Shabbos Bracious? Is it always on a Sunday? So again, we have the questions, and we're going to get to a couple of other sources in a minute. But just a little more on Sfira l'kol echad ve'echad. There is a Machlokes HaPoskim that the poskim note at the beginning of Tuf Pei Tes. That's the simon in Shulchan Aruch about Sfiras HaOmer. The poskim discussed, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it in the beginning of Tuf Pei Tes. Do we apply the principle of Shomea Ka'one when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer? Right, the bracha, for sure. The bracha is the bracha. What about the counting? I say Hayom Yom, Hayom Arba or Yom LaOmer. Whatever it is. I say it properly. Hayom Arba Yom LaOmer. So could somebody just listen to that and have kavana to be yosei? There's no amen, there's no bracha, it's just accounting. Is there shomea ka'one when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer? So that is a big machlokes in the poskim. Again, the Shulchan Aruch's lashon is mitzvah akol echad lispar la'atzmo. And the Magen Avraham says right here that just like in Kol HaTorah Kula, shomea ka'one works, so to hear la'atzmo is not dafka. Everybody has to count, say kiddush la'atzmo also. Because shomea ka'one and many other mitzvot. So here too, the Magen Avraham says that shomea ka'one should apply, and that's the pashup shot that we would have said. But if we look in the Levush, we look at the Chok Yaakov here on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, they say no. Shetei svira l'kol echad ve'echad. The language of our Gemara right here means each and every person, just like you can't shake a lula for someone else. Because l'kachtem l'kichol kol echad ve'echad, you can't count Sfiras HaOmer. Ah, you might have said that, no, lulav, that's a mitzvah shebegufo. That's something that you can't transfer. While Sfiras HaOmer is just a mitzvah shel amira, mitzvah of dibur. But the Levush and the Chok Yaakov both argue and say that, no, it also cannot be applied could not be applied here. That's the Mishnah Berurah quotes this machlokas in Sif Katan Hey at the beginning of Taf Pei Tes. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So it could be a Sfir Sa'omer machlokas, or it could be a Shemea Ka'one machlokas. Whenever we have a machlokas like this about a topic within a specific, a general Shas topic within a specific context, the machlokas could be about the context, the machlokas could be about the Shas topic. So if it's about the specific context, then it's an interesting machlokas about Sfir Sa'omer. How personal does Sfir Sa'omer have to be? It's not just a mitzvah of dibur. It's something personal that each of us have to count. Just like we each have to put on tefillin, and we each have to shake a lulav, and it's not just a regular mitzvah shel dibur. Maybe it's dibur that reflects some internal change that has to be happening to us. Again, bordering on the hashkafic here. But again, it's more personal, and that's why Shomei Kona wouldn't apply. Right? There are some exceptions to Shomei Kona. This isn't the only one. Right? What about Shema? Shema, the Yerushalmi, the Rishonim talk about at the beginning of Brachas. And Megillah, they mentioned it too. Right? That's the Megillah Nikres. Doesn't say Korinus HaMegillah. So I think the first Cheshek Shlomo discusses Shomea Ka'one by Megillah Esther. So again, there are some exceptions to the rule. So maybe Sfir Sa'omer is an exception to the rule. So maybe that's a local machlokas. Or, as many suggest, maybe it's a machlokas in general about, it's the Yerushalmi and Brachas, Gimel. Tfila Kriyashma, maybe Birchas HaMazon. So we have some precedent. But what's the other idea? Maybe it's a machlokas about Shomea Ka'one. Sfir Sa'omer needs to be literally Kalechad Ve'echad. So what does Shomea Ka'one do? When I'm Yotze with somebody else's Dibor, they're my mouthpiece. So how connected is that? That's a question that we know comes up in many different areas. The Beis HaLevi made this discussion famous. At the end of the Beis HaLevi, in a Sefer on Chumash, he discusses that somebody came back from Italy and they were there and it was a Sephardi minion, so they were doing Birchas Kohanim even in Chutz Laretz. And all the Kohanim went up and only one Kohen said the Birchas Kohanim. And everyone else just listened. All the other Kohanim. They didn't all say Yevarechacha Hashem. And he heard that and he said, that's unbelievable. That's wrong in the terms of in the eyes of the Beis HaLevi. He writes, Mashamar Chacham Echad beBirchas Kohanim, to Kohen Echad Yochal Lomar beBirchas Kohanim, Vishariah Kohanim, Yishmu Voshmeh Kohanim, Lo Nihira Klau, the Shomeh Kohanim Shayach, why does he say that it is not good? Because Shomea Ka'one only works where all you have to do is to say something. But if you have to say something in a certain way, so then that's not transferred. There's a special halacha, Berchas Kohanim, Bekol Ram. You have to scream it out. You have to say it out loud. Shomea Ka'one can't work. Shomea Ka'one can work if I just have to say it, but there's no details about how to say it, like Kiddush. I have to say Kiddush. Okay, that's it. I'm Yotze. But if I have to say something in a unique way, Pe'al Pe'al Kol Ram V'chulu, so that does not transfer, says the Beis HaLevi. Shemeh Ka'on Eshayach Rak V'davar Dein Tzorach Bo Ela Amir L'chuda Avo Berchas Ka'onim Tzorach Kol Ram Ka'adam Ha'omer L'chaveiro Bazel Lo Shayach Shomea Ka'one. That's the Beis HaLevi. That's the Beis HaLevi at the end of Brachos, where he says that he does not think Shemeh Ka'one should work by Birchas Kohanim. The Chazon Ish also discusses this in Arachayim and Simnu Chavtes. V'kiva sheni Shomea Ka'one hu his'achtus ha-shomea v'ha-mashmia ze b'dibur v'ze b'shmia l'chein apa mitzvah sheno yotzi b'dibur kaldu el shetzorach tzna'im b'diburo b'kol makam yotzi b'shmia. So he says, Beis HaLevi, he quotes the Beis HaLevi, Shen din Shomea Ka'one b'berchas Kohanim mishum tzorach kal ram l'fi amor kiva shenishlamu tzna'i ha-dibur b'mashmia sagi lele shomea v'ner d'berchas Kohanim ikara ha-dibur shu shave b'gidro b'im b'kol namach b'im b'kol ram. He argues, and therefore he says tzorachiyin, but he says k'shu b'kol ram enu ela k'mosif alav tzna'i shu chutz mimenu k'tzna'i ha-kos, like Kiddush, you have to hold a cup also, but tzorachiyin. But he wonders whether it's transferable or not. But again, that gets into what does Shomea Ka'one do? How much is it, do I get all the externals also or not? Or another question within Shomea Ka'one, is it mamish as if I'm saying it? Or I get the credit of saying it, but not as if I said it. That's another way to view the Hakira. And that might be the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Which Rashi and Tosfos? Sukkah Lamed Ches. Where? The question is, I'm in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and the Chazan gets the Chazar Sashat to get to Kedusha. What do I do? So we all know the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. And that is only one sheet of the Rishonim. The Halacha and Shulchan Aruch is, you stop, and you listen. And we're Yotze, and then afterwards we continue. But that's only Shitas Rashi. The other Rishonim argue on Rashi. Tosfos says, what are we stopping for? Because we want to be Yotzei Kedusha? You're not allowed to talk in the middle of your Tchilah Balachash. So you're saying, oh, you're getting the credit of Kedusha. But you're not allowed to talk. You can't say Kedusha. So if you can't say Kedusha, how could you stop and listen? Tosfos says, keep going. Don't stop. Right? And the Ritva says, keep going. Why? Shomer Kohen is not going to work. Because Shomer Kohen only works where you could have said it yourself. But if you can't say it yourself, then Shomer Kohen doesn't work. Right? He quotes Reb Zeira, Kalaroy Labila. If you could say it, then you could be Yotzi with somebody. So both of those Rishonim say, don't stop. We don't paskin that way. We paskin like Rashi. Rashi says, stop and listen. What do you mean? You can't be mafsik. Rashi machlokas. What does Shomer Kohen do? Is it mamish as if I'm saying it? That's Tosfos. Don't stop. Keep going. You're not allowed to be mafsik. And Rashi says, no, you get the credit. Even though it's not mamish as if you're saying it. And Shomer Kohen works differently. And that's why you could have your cake and eat it too. You could stop and be yotze and not be mafsik. And in that way, it could work. But this is Shomer Kohen in general. Again, many different nafkaminas. The machlokas even in minhagim. Interesting minhagim. Interesting. Wherever, if somebody grows up in a specific shul and they never go somewhere else other than the shul, then one thinks that that's the minhag at every shul in the world. Remember, my first number of years, I was in one shul for Purim. And then you go somewhere else for Purim. All of a sudden, you see something else. So I had never heard growing up that everybody says the names of Haman themselves before the Chazan says it. And then I left and I see there are many shuls that have that minhag. So machlokas and minhagim. Right? Does the Chazan just say it very quickly? Or does everybody say it themselves? Machlokas, the Chayadim and the Rogachover. You know, can't, why? What's the issue? The minhag of Shemiah Kaone, you have to say it, B'Neshima Achas. Could that be transferred? If I hear him say it, B'Neshima Achas, do I get the credit of B'Neshima Achas or do I have to do it myself? Same issue as the Beis HaLevi, Kol Ram, but it's on the minhag level, not on the din level. Okay, there's an interesting machlokas between the Chayei Adam and the Rogachover about the minhag of the Aseres B'nei Haman saying it themselves or not. Again, a lot more to mention, but we will stop. If we'll get to that, we'll get to the Sfiras Omer. We're coming up. Okay, so let's continue. So let's get back to the question. So how do we know that it's talking about the day after Yontif and not the day after Shabbos? So, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, next. We had three different sources already. Four different sources. Now we have more. Some of them are overlap. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hare Yomer, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, Kol Sfiro Shata Sofer, Lo Yu Ela Chamishim Yom. Right? All countings, it says count 50 days. Right? So everything, it always has to be 50. V'im Tamar Mimachar Shabbos, and Gracious, and if I say that I'm going to count from always a Sunday, so it's not going to be 50 days from the first day of Pesach. It could be more, because I'm going to delay it until Sunday. Pamim shata motzi chamisha me'echad, pamim shata motzi chamisha mishnayim, v'chamisha mishlosha, chamisha marba, chamisha v'chamisha, chamisha v'shisha. Right, so it's a different a number of countings from the first day of Pesach, so therefore, that's the raya that it has to be always the day after the first day of Pesach. Good. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Eino Tzarech, no, different makar. Harayu Omer, Tisbar, Lach, Svira, Tluya, Bebezdin. Right? This parallels one of the earlier Shitos, the Rabbi Eliezer and the first Brisa. You need a Svira that's somehow dependent on Bezdin. Remember, we started off today. Lacha, the singular, has to do with Bezdin. So, what does Bezdin have to do with Svira Omer? If it has to do with Shabbos, what we call Shabbos, Bezdin has nothing to do with that. Yatzas a Shabbos Brachus shesvirasa b'chol adam, excluding Shabbos Brachus, right, which has to do with l'chol adam, right, that doesn't have to do with Bezdin, that has to do with nature itself. Yes, there is a halacha we know from Masechah Shabbos that if I don't know what happens if I'm on a desert island and I don't know when Shabbos is, I have no idea. So what do I do? So the Gemara has a machlokas. You have to count Shabbos. You have to count 7 days. But what do you do first? Let's say the first day, I remember, realized, I have no idea when Shabbos is. Is that day Shabbos, and then you count six? That day Shabbos, then you count six? Or do I say, okay, today's Sunday, and I count six, and then Shabbos? I could be totally off. Interesting discussion in the Rishonim there, right? What are you doing? You have no idea when Shabbos is. Why should you just make it up? If you have no idea, you have a 1 out of 7 chance that you're right. But why should you do that? There's a concept of having Shabbos, even if it's not Shabbos. Right? Even if you have no idea. So Tish Takech Torah Shabbos. The Gemara talks about it there. But again, it's not totally on Bezdin. It's totally on nature, or it's totally on me. But it's not totally on Bezdin. Good. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mimachar Es HaShabbos, Mimachras Yantif. Again, as to do with Yantif. At o Mimachras Yantif, o Enu Ela Mimachras Shabbos. Bracious Amart. V'chi Nomar Mimachras HaShabbos Shebesoch HaPesach. Does it say in the Pasuk, start counting from the day after Shabbos in the holiday of Pesach? V'halo lo Nomar Ela Mimachras HaShabbos. It just says the day after Shabbos. The day after Shabbos? So how do you know what Shabbos it is? To call Ashara Kula Malaya Shabbosos. The whole year is full of Shabbosos. Say Ubadok, is a Shabbos. Go figure out which Shabbos it is. It just says the day after Shabbos. So it's so not clear. So obviously it can't mean Shabbos. Because then you would have no idea which Shabbos of the year. Yes, it's in the context of Pesach, but it doesn't say it beferish. So that's why it must not mean Shabbos. It must mean the first day of Yantif. It is interesting. Again, it's like what we do. But the Gemara calls the holiday, the seven-day holiday, Pesach. Even though we've noted in the past that in the Torah, Shebichsav, only Erev Pesach is called Pesach. And the seven-day holiday is Chag HaMatzos. Right? Erev Pesach is Pesach. That's the day of the Korah Pesach. And that's what the Rebbe Levi Yisrael Baradishev points out. We call it Pesach, and Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzos. Why? Because Chag HaMatzos is all about our greatness. We went out of Mitzrayim without food and without baking the bread. And we went out... Lechtech Acharei Bamidbar, Beres Lo Zeruah. While Hashem, we call it Pesach, because that's about Hashem, what he did. Pasach Hashem, Hashem passed over. But here the Gemara calls it Pesach, right? The Shabbos in the middle of Pesach. So even the Gemara, Ravina and Ravashi also called it Pesach like we call it Pesach. But either way, what's the Raya? We have no idea which Shabbos he would be talking about, so that is why it is, must be that it's talking about Yantif. The Ode Ne'emra, Ode, and another source, which this one we already had also, Ne'emra Shabbos Lamata, V'ne'emra Shabbos Lamala. It says Shabbos here by Mimachras HaShabbos, V'ne'emra Shabbos Lamala, and it says Shabbos, Ne'emra Shabbos Lamata, that's by Shvuis, Bashavu Osechem, and it says Shabbos Lamala, here, by Mimachras HaShabbos, Malahalon Regel V'tchilas Regel, just like there, by Chag HaShavuos. It is talking about a Chag and the beginning of the Chag, Afkan Regel V'tchilas Regel. So too, here Regel, it's referring to the Yadif and Tchilas Regel. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Shimon ben Elazar has another shot. We'll get back to Regel. Kasav Echad Omer Sheishes Yamim Tochal Matzos. One pasuk says, eat matzah for 6 days. Because of Echad Omer, Shivas Yamim Matzos Tochelu. Shivas Yamim, 7 days, Matzos Tochelu, you should eat matzah. So do we eat matzah for 6 days, we eat matzah for 7 days. Haketzad. So one of the ways to get out of the stira is matzah. This is how we darshan in the pasuk. Matzah, she'i ata yachol lo'ochla shiva minachadash, ata yachol lo'ochla shisha minachadash. What six, what seven? There's something, there's matzah that you can eat for 6 days and not 7 days. 7 days you can't eat, but 6 days you can. Maybe you could understand a seven from the Yashan, six from the Chadash. Or the way the Gemara darshans it is that it's an i'ata, matzah that you cannot eat for seven, you can't eat for six. And that's, of course, after bringing the Karbana Omer on the second day. So then one can eat from the Chadash from then on, whatever had taken root from that day. Good. And then we're going to get to other limudim based on the psukim as the brisa continues. But again, we're talking about what we just mentioned was you learn it out from the regalim. We know the chagim are called the regalim. One advar musar, if you remember, that we mentioned in the past. In the parsha's Balak, Hashem opens the Pia Aton, and the Aton starts talking to Bilam. And we pointed out a pretty amazing fact that right after the donkey starts talking to Bilam, Bilam just answers it and has a conversation. He doesn't faint. He's not in shock. He's not like, whoa. No, he just answers, right? Vayiftach es pi aton, vatomer leBilam, me'asiti lecha, ki yigisani zeh shalosh regalim, why are you hitting me? Vatomer Bilam laaton, ki yisal alpi, you're making fun of me. I would kill you. Just amazing. But the Rashi picks up on the language of regalim. As we know, our Gemara here is talking about mazer regal achad, the regalim are called regalim. Rashi says, why does the Aton use the lashon of, why are you hitting me, zesh shalosh regalim? Says the Rashi, ramazlo, atama vakesh la'akar uma hachogeges shalosh regalim bashana. You're trying to uproot an uma that is chogeg, that celebrates three regalim during the year. That's what the donkey is telling Bilam. Right? We just had a couple of days ago another pasuk from Bilam, if you remember, where we had the lashonos of Yarat and those words that we had earlier, all of the Rashi Tevos type of words. Okay, but anyway, why Shalosh Regalim? So the Shemin HaTov, Rav Weinberger, in one of his farms says, what's the question? The question is, why Dafka that mitzvah? Out of all the mitzvahs that the donkey could have said, you're trying to uproot a people that wear tzitzis. You're trying to uproot a people that keep Shabbos. You're trying to uproot a people that wear tefillin. They're trying to uproot a people that have Avas Yisrael. You're trying to uproot a people that keep Yontif. Why Dafka Yontif? Shalosh Regalim. So he says beautifully, the Gemara says in two places, Gemara Brachas, that what was Bilam's gablus? That he knew exactly when Hashem would get angry. He knew the millisecond that Hashem would get angry, and he was going to curse the Jews exactly at that moment. At that second, he was going to curse the Jews. Tosfos there asks, what can he say in a millisecond? What can he say? How much of a curse can he get out? So Tosfos there has two deis. Either claim, that's a quick word, destroy them. Claim, that's quick. Or he could have started at that moment, and as long as he would start at the moment that Hashem is angry, he could continue afterwards. Which the Aruch HaShulchan brings as one of the bases for a defense of people who daven after this man. As long as they start in this man, you know, afterwards it's nimshach after the after this man. Based on that Tosfos in Maseches Brachos. Anyway, so Bilam knew that was the moment exactly that Hashem would get angry. And that's what he was going to get, he was going to curse. Bilam thought he was in control over time. He thought he was in control over moments. So what do we say? Bilam, right, you're trying to uproot a people that's Chogeg Shalosh Regalim Bashana. What's Yantif? Yantif is a Chodesh Zelachem. That's the mitzvah that reflects we're in control of time. And that we set the calendar. And we fill our days with what we want to fill the days are. HaChodesh Zelachem, the mitzvah that Rashi says should have been the first mitzvah in the Torah. Rosh Chodeshim, the Sfarno, there in Parshas Bo. This reflects our Bechira, our usage of time properly. Right? So that's the message of Regel, Ama Chogega, Shalosh Regalim Bashana. And whenever we think of a Yantif called a Regel, we can think about that. It's about our using time properly to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was what Bilam had to be taught, and that's what's mentioned here also in terms of the regalim, Tchilas HaRegel and the Regel. Good, we continue the Braisa now. Miyom Aviachem, Tisperu. From the day that you bring the Omer, you count. Yochol. So now we're finished with which day you're going to start counting from. Really, still connected, but we're going to add in some other issues. You might think that, you know, you should bring the Omer on that day, but you can start counting whenever. Right? Start, be harvest, cut it, and bring it. But then, whenever you want to count, count. Rashi says, Miyom Aviyachem, Haki Mashma, Mishayagia Mimachras HaShabbos, Tzuhu Yom Aviyachem, Hukshara Svira, Mishah Shatirtse, Imbo Bayom, Imachar. Amazing Havamina. You might have thought just bring it today, but the counting is whenever you decide. Tamalomar, no. Mehachel Chamesh Bakama, Tochel Ispar. Right, the Pasuk in Re'eh, right when you finish cutting, you start counting. This whole discussion of Svirsa Omer is looking at two different parshios, Emar and Re'eh. Both have the mitzvah of counting, and that's why if you see here, we have all keep going back and forth with different mitzvahs, right? Is it the mitzvah of the mitzvah mentioned in Emor? Is the mitzvah in Re'eh? Is it the days? Is it the weeks? Right? There's different emphases as we'll Be'ez Hashem see soon. If you only had that pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, Yachol Yiksar V'Yispar Omeyemasai Sheyirtze Yavi. You might think you could harvest and start counting, but you don't have to bring it. Tamalomer Miyom Aviyachem. Right, it says Haviyachem. I me yom Haviyachem, yocho yiksar v'yispar v'yavi bayom. You might think you do it all by day. B'yom Haviyachem, right? You even do the beginning of the Avodah Hamalomar, sheva shabbosos t'mimos t'hiyena. You need 7 complete weeks. Emas ayatamotze sheva shabbosos t'mimos, bizman shatamaschil limnos mi ba'erev. Right, only when you start counting the night before, right, and that's when the katsira is done, and you count after the katsira. That's how you know the katsira has to be done at night, right? So that's how you know you have to be done at night. Yochol yiksar v'yavi yisper b'layla. Okay, so in the other way, maybe everything has to be done at night, right? The cutting and the bringing and the counting. Tamalomar miyom aviyachem. No, from the day of haketzad. So we talk about Tzmimos, we talk about Yom. So Haketzad, Ktsira, Visvira, Balaila, Vahava, Bayom. We harvest it and we count at night, but the bringing of the Omer is by day. The Mefarshim discuss here, you know, what's the Havamina that this is really an Avoda, a Havamina that the avoda would be done at night, that you'd bring the omer at night. All karbonos are brought by in the during the day. B'yom savoso, the pasuk of Megillah daf chaf, the Gemara brings. Everything is done by day. So what's the hava mina that we would do it at night? Right? So you have to say somehow, so the Taras HaKodesh quotes, there's no limud mefurash that we cannot do the avoda of a mincha at night. It's just what we learned from biyom tzavoso, which includes all avodos of karbanos. Se'im ken yesh lomar, says the Taras HaKodesh, kivon she pashtus hakasev moresh yesh lohavi as a mincha v'yachar kach lispar, and we know the sefira is at night, so we would have thought in this specific case that the avoda should be done at night. Right, that's the Hava Mina, right? Even though generally avodah is done by day, but we'd have thought this is different because we see the connection between the harvesting and the gathering and the counting. So therefore, it would have been different, Kamash Malan, that it is also done by day, right? Just like we have in Masechet Megillah, remember we have a special pasuk to tell me that Shechita is by day, right? The Gemara says in Megillah over there, Chafma Beis, we have all the different sources for how do you know that you have to do everything by day. Shechita, b'yom zivchachem, l'tznufa, b'yom hanifchem, and then all of those, b'yom savoso. Right? We include Malika, Kmit, Saktara, Hazaya, v'chulu. And that's what Tosfos discusses. Aval shechita lo mafkinan mehaikra, delav avodahi. Shaharik sheira bizar. Topic we've discussed 10 times in this Seder. Shechita k'sira bizar. So whenever you have something unusual, so maybe you need a different makar. So here too, it's something unusual, the Omer, because you do some part of it, of the process at night. So maybe you would have thought that you do other parts of the process at night. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Okay. Amar Rava. So now Rava looks back on the past daf and says, we've had two brises, each with three or four different opinions in the brises. What is the source for Mimachras HaShabbos not meaning Shabbos Bereishis? And we know it means the first day of Pesach. So, says Rava, Kulu islu pircha bar mitarti tanoi basroi bein b'masisa kamaisa bein b'masisa basraisa deleslu pircha. I have problems with every shita except for the last two in each of the brises, respectively. But the earlier opinions in each brisa, I have problems with. E midirab, and then we'll go through each one. So it's a good chazara. If it's like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was the first one. What was the first one? He was the one that said, one pasuk says 50 days, one pasuk says 7 weeks. So weeks always start on a Sunday, and 50 days, you know, doesn't. So you put those together, Kanwer starts on, falls out on Sunday, Kanwer falls out elsewhere. So if it's that's the source of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Dilma Kida Abaya. To Amar Abaya, Mitzvah Mimne Yomi, Mitzvah Mimne Shvuei. Maybe you can answer the steer in a different way. Like Abaya says, that we'll have Hashem soon, it's in two different mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah to count days, a mitzvah to count weeks. So that's how you put them together. Don't say, oh, this has to mean it starts on Sunday, and this has to mean it starts on some other day of the week. Maybe it's just putting together two different parts of the mitzvah. Imi Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, if it's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, who said they were the ones, right in the middle of Amid Beis, right, they were the ones that said, right, Tisbar Loch Sir Tuliba Bezdin, and it's not Bezdin if it's Shabbos Bracious, or Mene Yamin, the Kadesh Chodesh has to be a Yom Nikar, Mimai de Biyom Tav Rishon Koi, Timu Biyom Tav Achron Koi. That says it has to be a specific day of Yantif. It doesn't say which day of Yantif. Saturday no means day one. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yudah Ben Viseira, Les Lu Percha. And the last two, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yudah Ben Viseira, Rabbi Yishmael, who compares it to Shavuos, Rabbi Yudah Ben Viseira, who has the Smichus, Nemer Shabbos Lamala Valamata, those are good, Les Lu Percha. Next, Imid Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, that's the first now day in the second Brisa that we started off with today, Hava Amina, Dilma, and it says, oh, you might have more than 50, depending when you start. Dilma Chamshin Labar Mehani Shisa. No, maybe the Torah means 50 from when you start counting. So it could be a few days later. Imid Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. What about Yehuda ben Beseira? He was on top of today's daf. Bibai to be other Rishon Koi, then we'll be other Vakron Koi. Same problem as before. Rabbi Yossi Nami, Chazi Le Pircha, Vahino Tukamra Va'od. And even Rabbi Yossi, you know, he recognized the problems. That's why he gave two issues. He says, you're not going to know which Shabbos it is. And also, Nemer Shabbos Lamata, Nemer Shabbos Lamata. Right? So he saw also that there was a problem. Gufa, here we go. These four lines we could spend many, many hours on, and whenever anybody has a shir about Sfiras Omer time, they quote these three lines of Menachas. Menachas Amachav. Right here. Gufa. Amar Abaya. Mitzvah l'mimnei yomei, mitzvah l'mimnei shvuei. It's a mitzvah to count days, it's a mitzvah to count weeks. Where does he get this from? Two different psukim. right? Shiva Shavuot Tisparlach, Tisparuch Hamishim Yom, Emor Re'ei. So two different psukim, two different emphases, days and weeks. Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi, Manu Yomei Umanu Shvuei. Rabbanan counted both, days and weeks. Amemar Mani Yomei Velo Mani Shvuei. Amemar only counted days and not weeks. Omar Zechel Mikdashu. Because he says, Amemar said it's Zechel Mikdash, and therefore what's the pashtus? I don't have to do the mitzvah in the exact way that it needs to be done. Pashtus, maybe I might say. Maybe Amemar is holding that Tiras Omer today is a mitzvah d'arabanan. It's only Zechel Mikdash. While the other Rishonim, the other Mefarshim, maybe Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi, all that is a mitzvah d'araisa. Maybe this gufa is a machlokes in the Gemara, whether Sfiras Omer Bizmanaz is a mitzvah d'araisa or not. That's one way to look at it. Or, and if that's true, that's a precedent for the machlokes Rishonim. Right? We know there is a major machlokes Rishonim about Sfiras Omer Bizman Hazeh. Baalei Tosfos. Rashi. What is Rashi? Rashi says right here, the end. Rashi explaining, you don't know from Rashi because Rashi is explaining Amemar, but you get the impression. Look at the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Amemar mani yomei velo shvuei. Omar hai minyana dahashta lav chovahu. It's not a chov today, the haleka omer. It's only daraisa when there is a carbon haomer. Nowadays there's no omer, so it's only zechel and mikdash. So yes, he might be talking about within Amemar, or, well, we'll get to that. The first suggestion is that maybe this is a machlokes, whether it's daraisa or whether it's drabana, and then it would be parallel to the machlokas we've shown him, which we'll get to. Let's just say the other suggestions. The other suggestion might be, no, everybody agrees it's drabana. Even the first opinion holds it's drabana, like we'll see Baalei Tosfos hold. Even Ravashi holds it's drabana. What's the machlokas about? If something is zecha lemikdash, does it have to, if it's only drabana today, and it's a zecha to what was done, does it have to be done in the exact same way that it was done originally? Or no, it's Zechel LeMikdash, and therefore, it doesn't have to be. The first opinion says, that I agree, Zechel LeMikdash. But who says that you can knock down, you know, what originally was? So maybe that's the machlokas. It's hard to say that a Memar holds that it's Doraisa. Unless you say the following, a third approach to the machlokas. And that is, maybe a Memar, well, let's ask a question on a Memar before we suggest a third opinion. Right, just because it's Zechel HaMikdash, why should it be knocked down? You should have to do it exactly like it was done, Zechel HaMikdash. Right, so why should it be knocked down? Right, that's the question of the Sfas Emes here. Why should it be knocked down? Just because it's not as it was done. Well, lulav, we shake a lulav. Don't we shake a lulav the same way, all 7 days? Like we used to do it one day because they do it in the base of Mikdash? Asks the Sfas Emes right here. Tamahani delo matzinu kazeh. So maybe he's saying no. Zechel HaMikdash, specifically, what we start off with, it's the mitzvah to count days, mitzvah to count weeks. Maybe the machlokas here, between a Meimar and the first opinion of Ravashi is it one mitzvah, is it two mitzvos, and are they linked? What does that Meimar say? He says count days and not weeks because Zechel HaMikdash, the weeks nowadays aren't d'oraisa anymore. And that's why you don't have to do it, really. It's only a zecher. We don't really have it anymore. The days, that's a mitzvah that applies today, and that's why we do it. He's just saying, we do what's still d'oraisa today, and we don't do what's knocked out, says the Sfas Emes. V'yesh l'farish, the Be'emes b'parshas re'ei kasav stam, shiva shavuos tisparlach, v'yasis achak shavuos, v'sham lo nizkar me omer v'shti alechem klal. In Parshas Re'ei, it just says count weeks. It doesn't mention the Omer She'alechem. Imkein mashma. Oh, I'm sorry. This might be the opposite of what I just said. We'll get to what I just said in a minute. Be'ez Hashem, imkein mashma, the mitzvah svira zu hi l'tzara chaga shvuas pa'atzmo. She'em esnikra kein shvuas. The emor, it says, when you bring the Omer in the keves, miyom aviyachem tisperu chamishim yom. V'lachen yesh lomar dahani beis mitzvah svira sayam mi mitzad akravas ha'omer. V'shtei alechem. V'svira sashvuas l'shem chag ba'atzmo. Sfas Emes, two different mitzvos. Shvuos is separate, that's for the yantif. Yamim, that's connected to the karbon. That's what Amemar says. Kol mitzvah sheinogim bizman hazeh, lo matzino lehem zecher. Rak mitzvah sheinogim b'mikdash, asu zecher l'mikdash. Ulohachi mani yomei zecher l'mikdash. He counted days, because days is what they did in the mikdash connected to the karbon, and therefore we do that today bizman hazeh also. Aval mitzvah svira shvuos, what does shvuos have to do with the mikdash? No, it's just a mitzvah per se. And therefore, blessed be Zechel HaMikdash. It doesn't remind us of the mikdash at all, directly, and therefore you don't have to do it. That's what the Sfas Emes says. He notes at the end, he says, one of my Talmidim showed me Rav Yerucham. Then I don't understand it, he says. What does that mean? But either way, that's just to summarize. 3 days had to understand the Machlokas. Whether it's Daraisa Durabanan, maybe it's a Machlokas about Daraisa Durabanan, maybe it's a Machlokas about Zechel HaMikdash, maybe it's a Machlokas about are the Mitzvahs connected or not. Fine. Now we get to, again, this is where the action is on today's daf. There are many Machlokos here. How many Mitzvahs of Sfiras HaOmer are there? What was he just referring to? Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham, one of the Rishonim, says there's two different mitzvos. And Bizman HaBayis, they made two different brachas. Two different brachas. On Yamim and Shvuos. Days and weeks. Right? There's two different psukim. Mitzvah L'mimne Yomei, Mitzvah L'mimne Shvuei. But Rabbeinu Yerucham says, Bizman HaZeh, exactly the opposite of what the Sfasema says. Bizman HaZeh, days are Daraisa and Shvuos are Darabanan. Because Shvuos, he assumes, are connected to the Karban, and Yomim are not. Tisbru Chamishim Yom. Just count. And therefore, days are Daraisa today, and weeks are Durabanan. That's Rav Yerucham in Hey Dalit. Who argues? All the other Rishonim. The Rambam, the Chinuch, one mitzvah to count days and weeks. But it's one mitzvah, one connected mitzvah to count days and weeks. The Rambam relates to that mefurish. He knows that you could, in his view, misunderstand the Gemara as two separate mitzvahs. But the Rambam says, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Kuf Samach Aleph, the Rambam says, Shetzivanu l'spor miktiras ha'omer tishav arba'im yom u'sfartam lachamim acharas ha'shabbos. U'kamo, and he compares it to Shemitah. And then he says, va'al yit'acha omram mitzvah l'mimne yomi mitzvah l'mimne shvuei. Don't be confused when you do daf yomi amenachas samach vav. That, you know, v'tachshav she'in shtei mitzvos. Ki kol chelek v'chelek michelkei eze mitzvah shi'u lo chalokim mitzvah la'asos achelek ha'hu mimena. No, it's parts of a mitzvah. Just like there are parts of chalitza, just like there are parts of dalan minim, it's parts of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Days and weeks. Va'amnam ha'yushtei mitzvos, if it would be two mitzvos, ilu amru minyan hayamim mitzvah, u'minyan hashvuos mitzvah, v'zeh ma'shalo yelam l'mishiyitem adibur. Ki atak kishetomar chov al asos, kach v'kach, lo yischai mizeh ma'amr shapula tihahi mitzvah b'fnei atzma, v'haraya brura al zeh, heyosenu monim hashvuos gamkim b'chol laila. So this is 3 days in the tour. If it would just be a mitzvah of weeks, the Rambam says we would only count weeks at the end of the week. If it was a separate mitzvah, we would count weeks only 7 times. The end of week one, we would say, week one. Week two. We mention weeks every day. Right? Today is day 9, which is a week and 2 days. Right? So the Rambam says, V'ilu hayashvuos mitzvah b'fnei atzma, lo hayin masajim minyanim kiyim b'leili shvuos levad. V'hayinu omrim shtei brachos. Asher kedeshanu v'sivanu al sviras yemei ha'omer v'al sviras shvuei ha'omer v'yena davar kein el ha'mitzvah yisviras omer yomav u'shvuosav k'mo shetiknu. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says one mitzvah, right, against Rabbeinu Yerucham, two mitzvahs. The Beis HaLevi likes this idea of Rabbeinu Yerucham, not exactly, but the Beis HaLevi says, what about the issue that we all know of? Which issue? Tosas brings it up. The next issue. Is it one big fat mitzvah, conceptually, or is it 49 mitzvos that are counted as one? We make 49 brachas. Do we ever make more than one bracha on one mitzvah? So doesn't that show it's like 49 mitzvahs? But you're going to say it's 49 different mitzvos. So part of that might be the machlokas between the Bahag and Rabbeinu Tam. What if I forget a night? If I forget a night, can I still count the next night? So this is a machlokas in the Tosfos right here. Tosfos in here, Tosfos in Megillah. So if I say it's 49 separate mitzvos, then of course, you missed a night, keep going, it's fine. If I say it's one big mitzvah with 49 parts, then maybe if I forgot a night, I can't count anymore with the bracha. So that is the machlokas here between the Bahag and the Vehecha in the second, third line of Tosfos. Vehecha Deshacha Lispar Balayla Pasak Bahag Shesofer Biyom V'Kein Hayanira Avonir L'Rabbeinu Tam Iker Yidach Stama V'Chulu. And then the Bahag says in the last four lines of Tosfos, Im Hifzak Yom Echad V'Lo Sofar Shuveno Sofer Mishum Tibayi Tmimos. And Tosfos says V'Tema Gedolohu V'Lo Yitachin. I can't believe it. Doesn't explain why he can't believe it. So this is where you have so many discussions. Everybody talks about this machlokas with Bahag and the Rabbeinu Tam. Is it machlokas one mitzvah, different mitzvos? And again, that relates to the Yeruchim, but in a different way. Yeruchim is days versus weeks, not every single day. The Beis Halevi, that I was about to mention before, says, well, even if you forgot days and you can't count anymore, maybe you should be able to at least count with a bracha on day 7 and 14 and 21, because mitzvah mimna yomi mitzvah mimna shui. That aspect is new. And he paskes that way, halacha l'maisa. Chelek aleph simen lamates. He says, Mikol makam amavur bitur demana yamin. But if you can't one without the other, you're yotzi b'di'evin. So he thinks you can make a bracha. You can make a bracha. Hadakayim la mitzvah miyomi mitzvah nishvuei. If you forgot one, imdilek biyom shalom nishlam bo ashavua nehi tehifsid minan yamin mikol makam minan shvuas lo ifsid adayin ubechol yom shenishlam bo shavua efshar tiyachol avarich. And he quotes Rabbi Yeruchim, who is not exactly like that, but that is the Beis Halevi. Other Rishonim and Achronim, or Achronim, Rav Soloveitchik writes a lot about this, and other Achronim, and that is, even according to the Bahag, it's not so clear that it's one big mitzvah. Not so clear, right? He says, if you forget a day, so then you can't count anymore. It's not 100% clear that it is a one big mitzvah. After all, right, we learned earlier, right, we learned, how many daf ago? 24 daf ago. Membeis, you only make a bracha at the final stage of a mitzvah. So, why do you make brachas 49 times? Right? You don't make a bracha only on asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. And there are many other rayas that we're not going to get into, but it could be, many suggest, even the Bahag holds it's 49 separate mitzvahs. Or 49 parts of the mitzvah. It's not one big mitzvah. But his issue, what does he say? You need tmimos. What does tmimos mean? Ritzifus. You need accounting. Accounting, by definition, is not missing anything. If you miss something, then you messed up the count. Not that it's one big mitzvah, even if it's several mitzvahs. But you need to count. And that helps explain a number of shittos. Right? The Bir Halacha quotes a shita of Rav Haigon. If you miss one day, you're still okay, because you could count. You could still say, yesterday was 6 and tonight 7. If you miss 2 days, you're finished. Because you can't say, 2 days ago was 5. What does that mean? You didn't count! You missed a day! You still have the Ritzifus, though, right? Even if you could say yesterday and today, you still have that, and that would be good enough. Or that we paskim, right? The Magen Avraham, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. The Magen Avraham explains it. Let's say I'm davening too early with a tzibur. I'm davening Ma'ariv very early for some reason. It's not even Plaga Mincha yet. Question whether you can daven Ma'ariv. But you're not sure if you're going to remember to count. So count without a bracha now. Count without a bracha. And then hopefully you remember later. What's the purpose of that counting? What's the purpose? You're not yotzei the mitzvah. Ah, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. But maybe it's at least good enough for ritzifus. It's good enough to keep it going. Keep the count is going, even though you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of counting. Okay. There's others, but we have to continue. And one final point, and then we'll continue, and that is Shechianu. With the Shechianu on Tzvir Sa'omer. That's the Balamor at the end of Psachim. The Balamor at the end of Psachim, he holds it's a Mitzvah Rabbanan today, right? Like Bali Atosvis. I didn't even mention that, Machlokas. Bali Tosvis says it's a Mitzvah Rabbanan to count every day, the Bizman Azeh, and the Ramam says Daraisa. Right? Each of these, I apologize, requires a lot more discussion. The Ramam says it's a Mitzvah Daraisa to count today. And Bali Tosvis says Rabbanan. We're Machmir for Tosvis. What do you mean we're Machmir for Tosvis? If it's Daraisa, we should be Machmir. No. We're machmir that mitzvahs ein srichas kavana by derabanans. That's why we say yesterday was whatever. We don't count tonight is. We don't say the number because maybe it would be yotzei. If it's derabanan, we pass in mitzvahs ein srichas kavana. So it would be yotzei even without kavana. So we're machmir like Tosfos not to count the day. But either way, the Balamor says there's no shechianu by Sfiras Omer. Why not? The Balamor says because we're sad, tinged with sad. We don't have the carbon of Omer. We don't have the carbon of Omer, so you can't say Shechianu, right? Shechianu is only when there's a mitzvah that's fully besimcha. Here, we're mourning the Churban, and that's why the Balamar says, and Bali Tosfos already pointed this out, that's why after we count, we say a Yihi Ratzon to have Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We don't do that by other mitzvos, because we know we need the carbon of Omer. We want the carbon of Omer back. Rav Soloveitchik had another beautiful thought. Why there's no Shechianu? Shechianu, by definition, is a bracha that we say when we've gotten to where we wanted to get to. We've gotten there. We say it on Yontif when we're about to fulfill a mitzvah. Shechianu, by definition, is counting towards something. You're not there yet. The Sefer HaChinuch says, it shows avas haTorah, that we can't wait. You count to what you're excited for. So Shechianu is anti-definitional to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. It's not appropriate. And you can't do it afterwards because you're done. You can't do it the first night because you didn't start yet. Shechianu means higianu. And the mitzvah of counting is you're counting towards, and you're not even there yet. Okay. Mishnah. Saruha v'nasnuah bekupos. What happens if I harvest? What do? I harvest the omer, I put it into the baskets, I have yul azara, I bring it to the azara. So we know the pasuk tells me I have to roast the omer. So machlokas tanaim, do I roast it while it's still on its stalks in its kernels, or do I first thresh it, dosh, and then I roast it? Machlokas. Hayamahavenas oso ba'ork, de lakayim bo mitzvahs kali. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says, you take it straight from the field, and before disha, you roast it. Rachama Omrim, no. We pass like the Chachamim. Bekanim umbekolchos choftin or so. You hit it with soft sticks. Kadesh lo yismach. You don't want to crush the whole thing. But then you take the kernels. Nasul abuv. And then you put it into an abuv. Abuv is a copper pipe with holes in it. Vabuv hayimenukav kadesh yeh or sholi bekulo. So the fire gets in, adds some holes in the metal. Shatchlu bazara. They put it in the azara to totally dry. Varuch on a shevesbo. And then nasul rechaim shel grosos. Then they start grinding it. You have to make it into flour. You grind it in a rechaim of grosos. It's for beans. It's not a fine sifter. Bigger pieces are you're gonna have bigger pieces. Vosimenu yisaron shu menufe b'shloshes ve'nafi. You do it 13 times, but you do it with a larger sifter, and you get an yisaron out from the original grain. Vashar, and the rest of what's left over, nifte, can be redeemed. V'necha l'chaladam, and anybody can eat it. Right? Because it wasn't used. Meaning, it's not called the shiraim of a mincha, which only a kohen can eat. Right? But anybody can eat it. V'necha l'chaladam. V'chaya b'chala, it's chaya b'chala. Why? Because when's the chiv of chala? That's only when you make an isa, the gilgal isa. Here, it's going to belong to the hedyot already. Now it's just flour. There's no chiv of chala yet. When a person buys it, then the chiv chala comes later. Upatim and a meiser, but chiv a meiser is not going to kick in because that chiv a meiser is meruach when you gathered it in the field, and at that time it belonged to hektish. So there's chiv of chala and there's pter meiser. Rabbi Akiva machay b'chala b'meiseris. We'll have to see in the Gemara why Rabbi Akiva says there's a chiv and meiseris. Gemara. Tana Rabbanan aviv ze aviv roasted. Aviv means that it is when it just became ripe in the spring. Kalui ba'esh malamecha, you saw mahavavin oso ba'esh. They roast it. Kedilakayim omitzas kali, divrei Rabbi Meir. Right, they roast it plain without any separation. They put the stalks, according to Rabbi Meir, on the fire. Machachamim omrim, ein or lashon kali, el davar acher. Or is not a lashon of kali, it means davar acher, meaning a kli, as we'll see. He says the metal kli. Or ein lashon keli ella davar kalil haketzad. What does that mean? A davar kalil. What does that mean? Rashi says it means the lashon of metal haketzad abuv shel klayos hayusham vayimunukav kekvara kedesh de'ar sholatas bekula machlokas tanaim. Whether you do it right away and do you do it in a kli? Aviv kalui geres. Right. So it's roasted and geres means crushed. Eini yodea. So I don't know. The word kalui is in the middle. That means roasted. So is that going on the aviv in its fresh state, or is it going on the geresh in its crushed state? Right? Where do you put that middle word? So, eni yodea, im aviv kalui, im geres kalui. That's the machlokas. Kshu omer ba'esh, if it says esh, it says kalui ba'esh, hifsik ha'inyan, so that's the shita that says it goes with the earlier, that's Rabbi Meir shita. Carmel, rach umal, kar, if you flip the two letters, it says rach, soft, umal, and crushable. That's why you have to make it soft. V'cheinu omer, and this is what also it says in Malachim, v'ishba mibal shalisha v'yave l'ishu alokim lechem bikurim v'esrim lechem sa'orim v'karmel v'tziklo no. What I mentioned before, I was looking for it, it's on the Amid Beis. I thought it was yesterday's, but it's on Amid Beis, the Arat. We'll get to soon. And it says, B'tziklo no. V'yomer teilam v'yochelu. He gives him the food and says, give to the Am and eat it. So we darshan the word B'tziklo no. Just like we darshan the word Carmel. So there's going to be a couple of other examples where we're going to darshan a word as a Rashi Tevos, kind of. So B'tziklo no. V'yatzaklanu. Pour for us, v'achalnu, that's the lamid, v'navel, and it was nice. So we dashed in the word in Malachim, b'tziklonu. V'omer, where else do we have such an idea? Nis'alsa ba'ahavim, the pasuk in Mishnah, that means let us enjoy ourselves. Nis'alsa ba'ahavim, it's talking about people who are no'afim. Nisa v'nitan v'na'alev v'nisbach v'nischate ba'ahavim. That's what it nis'alsa could stand for. Let us go up and be happy and enjoy ourselves with our lovers. V'omer, k'naf renanim na'alasa. Nosei ole v'nischate. Let us go, it carries it up. It goes up. v'nischate. It's talking about the bird. Knafren anim v'nischate, and then it drops it into the nest. V'yomer, and here's the pasuk, ki yarata derech lenegdi. Rashi quotes this. In Balak, yarasa ra'asa natsa. The aton was scared of something, saw the malach, and then turned to the side. Devir bishmaltana, karmel, a different way of karmel, kar malay, while it's still full, right, while it still has the garin inside. Okay, period. Now let's get back to the machlokas tanoim. So the machlokas was, when do we roast? Do we roast when it's whole or after it's crushed? Rav Abakiva machayev b'chala b'maisrus. Rav Abakiva says you're chayev in chala and maisrus. The Tanakama says you're only chayev in chala, but not in maisrus. What's the machlokas? Amar Rav Kahana, Omar, Rav Akiva, meiruach hekdesh eino poter. Rav Kahana says, because meiruach hekdesh is not poter. Right, just because it was owned by the Beis Hamikdash when he did Meiruach is not poter. Matzav Rav Sheshes, is that true? Mosar, Shalosim, Halalu, Mahayosimbo. What do we say in the Mishnah? What do you do with the leftovers of the Omer? Nifte v'nechal chaladam. Anybody could eat it. V'chayi v'chala, upatem and a maisris. Rabbi Akiva, mechayi v'chala, ubemaisris. That's what we had in the Mishnah. Amrula, but they say to Rabbi Akiva, podem yad gizbar yochiach. What about a regular case where you're podem from the gizbar? From regular mincha, shechayev b'chala patam namaisrus. A regular case you patam from maisrus. So how, and it sounds like from this brisa, the Rabbi Kiva agrees to that. So v'im isa, the meiruach hekdesh, eino poter, my kamri lehihi. That's the exact same case. What's the difference between a case of the omer and a regular case of karmel mincha? So it sounds, Rabbi Kiva, I don't understand your svara. How could Rav Kahana explain Rabbi Akiva that meiruach hekdesh eino poter? He holds that it is poter. The ode, and also, Eser Rav Kahana b'Tachlifa l'Rav Kahana, Rav Akiva Mechayev b'Chala b'Maisos, l'fish lo nitnu maus, elo l'tzarech lohan. A different svara for Rabbi Akiva. You know why Rabbi Akiva says, there's a chiyuv of chal and maisos? Because we look at it as if it was never owned by Hekdesh. When they take out the isaron from the grain, this is what was meant to be Hekdesh, and everything else was never Hekdesh in the first place. So it wasn't Meiruach Hekdesh. It was Kilu, it was owned by Hedyot the whole time. Right? Tosfos and Sota says, Breira. Right? That's what Rabbi Kiva is using here. So you don't need the Svara of Meiruach Hekdesh. So El Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan argues. Rabbi Akiva's Svara isn't Meiruach Hekdesh Eino Poter. No. Talmud Arach, who befivs Rabbi Akiva, Shalom Nitnu Ma'os El Litzarach Lohen. Only what was needed was originally Hukdash. And if not, not. Tosfos points out here. So according to Rabbi Kiva, you shouldn't even have to redeem it. It should be automatic. So Tosfos has two deis. Either in Achinami, right? Tosfos Shalo. Either in Achinami, you only have to redeem it according to the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Kiva, you don't have to redeem it. Or you have to redeem it means Rabbanan. So people shouldn't think that somebody's going out of Hekdesh, Bali, Pediya. Okay, period. Amar Rava. We'll stop here. Rava starts the next session. He's going to talk more about, we're going to get into Meiruach Hekdesh and other issues of Chiyuv of Maisrus and Chiyuv of Chala. Okay, we'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, we have the day of Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, I don't know if you have to, how do you remember that? Samach Vav, Sfira something, but we'll try to figure it out. Okay, we'll stop here.